So this is the procedure. Number one, we are going to read the story again, just like we do on Fridays. We put the cassette tape on, we follow along in our book. You don't pretend to read. You know, a third grader doesn't just pretend that we're reading. A third grader reads it. You're not reading out loud, you're reading, silent reading. But then when we finish with the story, we're going to do two more things. The first thing we're going to do is that with your elbow partner, you're going to talk about the story and how this has to do with our unit. We're going to have a classroom discussion where we hand off. And today I want to concentrate on this poster here, the handing off discussion strategies. So everyone can see the poster, right? Then we're going to, after we discuss with our partner how this story is, has to do with storytelling, we're going to go to our handing off discussion starters. Discussion starter means we're handing off and everyone gets the opportunity, if you want to participate, you get the opportunity to add to our classroom discussion. And when you participate, there's three things that you can do. This is kind of the beginning. The green is when you first start. That's the person that starts the conversation, the discussion. So you are answering a question by saying, okay? You're my echo. Everyone say, I think.
I think.
The reason I think.
The reason I
think. In the text.
In the text.
That means that you're looking at your book and you're telling us what page. That's why I think.
That's why I think.
I didn't know that.
I want to make a connection.
This reminds me of.
So
this is like when you're answering the question, okay? Now, the blue part is when, now you have a choice here, okay? Let's say that Stephanie just finished answering the question, okay? And then the person after Stephanie that she hands off to, they can add a comment. Or they can ask Stephanie a question. So by adding a comment, you say, I agree with Stephanie, and I want to add more. I disagree with Stephanie because, and then you give your reason. I would like to add to Stephanie's comment. I think that what Stephanie said made me think of. So this is after somebody made a comment, answered a question, then you can add to that comment. Or you can do this. You can ask that person a question. So if Stephanie just finished answering the question, you can still say, I still have a question about, you know, storytelling. I was wondering. I wonder why or how or when. Does anyone know? And when you say anyone, it means anyone in the classroom. Does anyone know the answer to this question? I'm still confused about. So this is the different ways that we can participate in a discussion. So we have three things to do today, remember? Number one, reread the story. This week, it's a funny name, it's called A Story, retold by Gail Haley. And then, we're going to discuss the story just with a partner, our elbow partner, and finally, a classroom discussion. The second part is this, with your elbow buddy, I want you to do this. You are going to discuss, you're going to share how is this week's selection, A Story, all about storytelling. Give examples. Are you ready to answer the question? Now share with your partner. Let's get the discussion started. That's our first question, and I'm going to do probably two more. So let's start with that question that you share with your partner. You're answering the question. That's the first part of the discussion starters. Now, and then he's going to hand it off. Then whoever comes next can either add a comment or they can ask a question, a new question. But both are okay, okay?
Because the sky goddess has a golden box with stories in it.
So Miguel? All right, so you have a choice. You can as a comment to Isaac's, or you can ask a question.
Why does the sky god tell the old man that he's small but he's not?
So Miguel is going to hand it off. Go ahead, Miguel, choose a different person.
I think he told him that because he was on the royal stool. The royal stool is kind of high.
We do have a new question. How can you tell that Anansi thinks the stories are very valuable? Rafa, hand it off to the next person.
Anansi thinks that these stories are valuable because he brought them here from... They kidnapped the slaves and they brought them here and they were caught the spider stories?
Okay, remember the question is still the same, okay? Reuben went back and reminded us that Anansi are spider stories and that they came over by slaves from Africa. Slaves were kidnapped people from Africa and they brought the stories with them. But look at the question. Was that really my question? Let me restate the question because Reuben gave us more information, which is good. That was actually good because he remembered that. The question is, how do you know, how can you tell that Anansi thought the stories were very valuable? Hand it off to a girl, please. And then you can ask your question after that, okay?
Because the world didn't have the stories to tell to the kid.
Great, thank you. Here we have Stephanie wants to ask a question, which is good too. And then Stephanie, you can hand it off after you ask your question.
Why does the sky god want the leopard and the hornets and the fairy?
So she's gonna hand it off to someone else that can answer that question. When you answer a question, you say, I think that the reason is...
I think because he wanted to cook them.
All right, so Michael gave his opinion. Now, you can either add a comment to what Michael said, or you can answer the original question. It's up to you. Michael, go ahead and hand it off. Christopher.
Why should he cook them? Because he said if he wants the book for the leopard, the fairy, and the hornets, for the books, so the spider just got them for the books, but he's a pride, but he's not going to eat them. Why should he cook them?
Michael wants to clarify that the sky god will cook the leopard, will cook the hornets, but what is he going to do with the fairy?
He's going to keep it as a slave.
I disagree with Michael and Christopher, but because why does he want to cook the leopard?
Let me redirect one question I have here, okay? Now, I want to go back to what Reuben said, okay? Reuben said that these are Anansi stories are called, what kind of stories, everyone?
Fire stories!
Okay. This story was told by a narrator. That means it was retold by someone that thought these stories were valuable. Just like Anansi thought they were valuable. Now, at the end of the story, I want you to go back to your book, and everybody, go back and look at page 21. And we're going to read the last part where it says, So Anansi took. Stories back to earth, to the people of his village. And when he opened the box, all the stories scattered to the corners of the world, including this one. This is my story, which I have related. if it be sweet or it be not sweet, take some elsewhere and let some come back to me. At the beginning, I asked you, how is this week's election, a story, all about storytelling? And it kind of goes back to this. The narrator at the end of the story tells us, he says, let me ask you a question. Why do you think the narrator, the person telling the story, why do you think the narrator tells you, the reader, to take the story elsewhere? Why is he telling you to take it somewhere else or elsewhere? Rafa's going to start it, then he's going to hand it off.
Because he wants it to be more of a folk tale.
So Rafa answered the question, I think that, right? He said something about maybe he wanted to be a folk tale. But I have a question. I'm wondering. A folk tale, do you mean that he wanted everybody to know what happened with the spider stories? Oh, now I get it. So Rafa is going to hand it off to the next person.
I think the narrator wants us to tell the story so people could hear and enjoy it. I think that the narrator wants us to know these stories because it comes from a different culture, from Africa. The narrator wants everyone to know what type of stories, and so the stories could go all over the world. Is this story true? No, because it's a folk tale. I disagree with Alex because this is not a real story. Because how could a sky god be real?
And how could a man do a web?
This story is not true because Mr. Ngulu told us. I think the story is not real because
this story is fake, because you could tell because if it took real pictures, and in the back of an ante, you could see that the spine is fake.
It's not real because a man can't have webs on him.
How could a Nancy tie the leopard? If the leopard's so heavy, how could the rope carry the tiger? Because the tiger weighs a lot.
These are technical questions, not too related to storytelling, just technical questions.
This story is not real because they cannot be a spider. The story is not real because there cannot be a man that is a spider.
Folk tales, right?
Yeah, I agree with Stephanie because how could the rope carry the leopard, as the leopard is strong and he's heavy. This story is not real because the old man cannot have webs, or maybe he got bitten by a spider.
You could tell that this story is fake because the Nancy can beat a Spider-Man because he's a person. He can have like webs or something like that. But he's not a hero or nothing like that. He's just like a person.
I know that we wouldn't be on our recording time. Any final?
The story is a folk tale. The story is a folk tale because there's no such thing as fairies right now. And if it were real, then they would have like real pictures, not drawings.
Final thoughts.
In the story is a photo because you can't take a leopard and a fairy to the sky because they come to the sky.
I wonder how could he like throw a web to the sky when he has the animals and it doesn't show him throwing a web to the sky.
Well, there are things that are possible if it's a folktale, right? Anything is possible.
How could Anansi fly in the sky?
So a story continued. Everybody say the end.
It works.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for participating. This has been Third Grade Discoveries Podcast for Friday, March 20th, 2009.